This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio, and that band you hear tuning up is the Mountain Faith Band, who for 15 years has been performing Americana and bluegrass across the country. Band is from Silva in western North Carolina, made up mostly of the McMahon family. Grew up playing bluegrass while they were working at their dad's tire shop. And throughout the years, the Mountain Faith Band's popularity has grown. The group won Emerging Artist of the Year at last year's International Bluegrass Music Awards. In 2015, they were on the NBC show America's Got Talent. The Mountain Faith Band is going to perform tonight, 8 o'clock, A.J. Fletcher Opera Theater in Raleigh. Concert's part of the Pinecone Music Series, and they join me in the studio now. Summer McMahon on vocals and fiddle, Braden McMahon on the banjo, Sam McMahon on the upright bass, Corey Pyatt on vocals, and Nick Dauphiné on the vocals and guitar. Welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
If you want, you can tune up. It's okay. You can keep tuning.
You got it.
It's a banjo. He tunes constantly.
I thought you were going to make a terrible joke about the banjo.
You got Nick's last name right. That's impressive.
That's never happened.
We have a French major in the room.
I did that. I just looked at that and said, I can't say that, and then ran into it. I was in Iowa, and I had this big, long word, and I just went, the Wapsipinicon River. And I looked up at my co-host and it looked at us, okay, well, how do you pronounce it? And he's like, his jaw dropped. He says, no, that's how you pronounce it.
That is so impressive.
Just a guess. However, Madrid, Iowa, and Nevada, Iowa got those wrong for years.
Oh.
That's what they do in Iowa. But let's not talk about me and Iowa. Silva, talk about Silva, Summer, and growing up there. And were you growing up listening to music the whole time?
Yes. So actually, bluegrass music has been in our family for generations. My mom's side of the family, everybody plays, except for my mom. Bless her heart. She's tone deaf. She cannot play. But everybody else played, and we grew up around music. And on dad's side of the family was Southern gospel music. So, I mean, all corners of the family, we had music. So one day, I was about 5 or 6 years old, I guess, and we were at a festival there in town, and I saw a girl that was about 18 years old. She was playing fiddle with her family, and they had a band. I was like, Dad, I want to do that. I want to play fiddle and have a band. So we went to the pawn shop. We bought some fiddles. I started taking lessons from that girl. And Bray was taking lessons too, but he did not like the fiddle as much. So he went and got a banjo, and that's where the band started.
I won't make this long, but I beat her at a fiddle competition one time.
He always has to throw that in.
It's a long story, but it happened.
He was cuter than me. That had to be what it was.
I just thought, admit, you figured if it was the banjo, you wouldn't have to take lessons.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's my nasty banjo joke. I've got lots of questions for you, but first, can we hear a tune?
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. For a long, long time, when I can look.
It's the Mountain Faith Band here on the State of Things. They're going to be at Fletcher Opera Theater in Raleigh. We've got all the details at our website, stateofthings.org. Great song. Where does that song come from?
I actually wrote that song. I was at work at the tire shop. We also have a deli in the tire. Well, not in the tire shop. That would be weird. But it's next door. And so I'm always in there working. And while I was writing that song, which if you saw us on America's Got Talent, you saw the burnt biscuit picture. And that picture happened during the song. I was super busy writing Feeling Blue. The biscuits burnt and the sink overflowed. But we got a good song out of it.
Well, tell us more about that. America's Got Talent. Tell us about that experience.
Yes, sir. Back in 2015, well, actually in 2014, we wanted to take this music to young people because it's not not a lot of young people are listening to this. And so we were trying to figure out how we were going to do that. And we threw out the idea, maybe we should audition for America's Got Talent. No, they're probably not going to want to hear what we have to say. So my mom actually overheard that conversation, and she went upstairs, got her computer out, and submitted a recent music video that we had made. And about 2 weeks later, it was middle of January, we were on our way to St. Louis, Missouri. And I never check my spam folder on my email. It's just something I'd never have time really to do that. And I was bored, so I'm going to clean out my email. And the very first email was from America's Got Talent. I thought, that is so strange. This has got to be, you know, just a scam. So I read the email, and it said, please have someone call us. So I called Mom. I'm like, Mom, what is going on? I got this email. And she said, oh, well, I submitted a video. Let me call them. So she called. We're actually on our way to a bluegrass festival in St. Louis, Missouri. And Mom called back and she said, you are not going to believe this. She said, they said, we know you're a long way. We know you're in North Carolina, but our last audition city for this year is in St. Louis, Missouri. Is there any way y'all could come out on Monday? I was like, they're out there right now. So we stayed an extra day, auditioned, and then from there.
And you had quite an experience on there. There's possums. Did. Tell us the possum story.
Well, we were on our way to New York to audition. Super nerd. This is where you're going to be performing in front of the celebrities.
Yeah,
and I've never seen a celebrity, so I mean, you're just super nervous anyway, just to be in the same building. And
the judges, like quintessential New York DJ, is going to be
right. Right. Know. Yeah. And we had seen an interview of him. I think it was on Letterman or something, a late night show, and for 10 minutes Howard Stern talks about how much he hates banjos with a passion. So Bray's like, I can't get on stage, I've got to get a new instrument.
Yeah
there we go. And so you know, we watched that was not good for us to watch. And also we saw, I think it was Britain's Got Talent, which they're all, you know, owned by the same company, and they all you know, do the same thing, same ideas. Well, there was a bluegrass band on there, and they had like haystacks and possums and overalls on stage. And we were like, man, we did not know what to expect. Yeah. But thankfully, they portrayed everything really well.
You did okay.
Yes, sir.
That's great. Will you do another song for us?
Sure. Thanks. We'll do the one we auditioned with. It's Counting Stars.
Lately, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Ah. See this life swinging by, and swing my heart across the line. In my face a flashing light, seek it out and ye shall find. We're told.
There's the Mountain Faith Band with the song Counting Stars, the one that got them on the big show on NBC. They're going to perform tonight at Fletcher Opera Theater in Raleigh. Summer Braden and Sam McMahon, Corey Pyatt and Nick Dauphiné, all part of the Mountain Faith Band. And you talked about you work at your dad's tire shop, right?
We do. We worked all day yesterday, got on the bus, headed to Raleigh.
And then what do you do like on the weekends? Who fills in for you?
We call them the weekend crew. They are amazing. They've never let us down. They're always there. And when we come in on Mondays, we go straight to work to give them a little bit of time off.
That's pretty incredible. I have this theory, and I've read a lot about the fact that landscape can really affect music. And particularly, people have grown up at a certain place. You're up there in the mountains of North Carolina. And I've always wondered about the influence of that, and it's kind of where you work. And I just have this kind of, this is how I imagine sort of how a musician would come up, particularly in your situation, what you'd hear. That's it. The kind of pneumatic.
That I thought we were in high country. All
there you go. The pneumatic mountain band.
We have a song. I don't know if you, the song "Working at the Car Wash," and we thought it would be funny to make a parody of that song and call it "Working at the Tire Shop." And so we recorded the song. We recorded a music video, and that sound is actually throughout the song. So
that's beautiful. So I knew that. I knew it.
Yeah.
You know, we have time probably to get a couple songs. If I ask you to play a song now, we can get in one more after that. Would you do one for us?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Yeah. Get a little faster.
Okay.
Leave me on.
Time has showed me that I've not found the one whose love is true. I had doubts until the leaves are changing. I'm seeing different colors of the flow they've got. Is there still life between us? You take my hand, tell me you're a lucky man. Then you let go, and then you're gone. Why can't you just tell me what I but instead I stay and play the game that lingers on? Why do you leave me alone?
And now you know why. They are the IBMA Emerging Artist of the Year, the Mountain Faith Band, Summer Braden and Sam McMahon, Corey Pyatt and Nick Dauphiné. They're going to be at A.J. Fletcher Opera Theater in Raleigh at 8 o'clock tonight. We've got the information at our website, stateofthings.org, part of the Pinecone Music Series. Thank you so much for being on the show today. What a delight.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I'm going to give you time to play us out, but first I want to tell everybody who makes this show possible. Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Norman, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brooklyn produced the thing. Robin Copley's our technical director with help from Al Badarsky. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio, once again, the Mountain Faith Band.
My team won, by the way. State, no, not state, national champions. Yes, sir. Anyways.
1, 2.
Won't you come see about me? I'll be at home dancing, you know it, baby. Slow change may pull us apart. When the light gets into your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. No, no, don't you forget about me. Will you stand above me? Look my way, never love me. Rain keeps pouring, keeps pouring.
Mountain Faith Band, you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. They're going to be at Fletcher Auditorium in Raleigh tonight. Thank you for listening to The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio.